More Masters, you've organized a march. You and Alice the Mag have organized a march for Saturday, October 17th. And you say that women are exhausted.
Hi, Amy. Yes, thank you. Well, you know, I think just not women, but the population in general, progressives and conservatives, are just overwhelmed by a whole bunch of things. The pandemic and the election and job security and health, all sorts of things. And, you know, we've been isolated and we miss each other. We want to come out into public and to see our friends and the groups we belong to. And so marches are a good way to do that. And the Alice March, Women's March, it's a subsidiary or a partnership with the National Women's March. And also that's in partnership with We Demand More coalitions. It's an opportunity for us to all kind of come together. And this is a socially distanced, mask-wearing march. I've worked with the town of Carbondale to ensure that it's safe, not only COVID, but also differing points of view. And so we'll be spacing out the people who are marching. We ask those people to stay in their own groups. And we'll be going down one side of Highway 133, the east side, which is the co-op side, around the roundabout and going back up on the west side, the City Market side, crossing back over, starting and finishing at the Goat restaurant parking lot on Cowan Drive.
The National Women's March organization, one of their big issues for the marches across the country this week is the Supreme Court nomination proceedings. A lot of people are saying that we need to wait until after the election to appoint a new judge. What are your thoughts?
Well, personally, I believe that the new judge should be appointed when there's a new president in place. I mean, I believe that it's up to the people to decide who are the justices for this country. It's the highest judicial branch in the country, and the people who sit on it should represent the people who live here. And so, you know, if it's biased one way or another, that doesn't seem fair. It doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem, you know, American. It's unprecedented that the nomination process for Judge Barrett is happening now, sort of shoving through before the election. Part of the reason we're marching on Saturday is to send an unmistakable message about the fierce opposition to President Trump and his agenda, including his attempt to fill Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat. If President Trump is allowed to appoint another Supreme Court justice, Roe v. Wade will be overturned. It's that simple. This is everything that the Women's March has warned about since January 2017, since day one of President Trump's presidency. And this is the moment that we've all been waiting for. We're coming together. We're saying that it's not okay. And we're marching about it. We're trying to send a clear message to our legislators that just because women's health and women's rights have been politicized doesn't mean that we have to go along with it. And that we do have a voice and there is a process and we have a right to gather and to march and to express ourselves and our opinion and what we believe in.
Maura Masters, do you expect counter-protesters Saturday?
Yeah, I'm not sure, Amy. Alice has had marches in the past, and we had one in support of Planned Parenthood, and we did have counter-protesters, only a dozen or so. And it was very civil. You know, it's all of our First Amendment right to gather and march and express ourselves. So if there is opposition, I'm hoping that it will be peaceful. And, you know, we're working with the town of Carbondale Police to ensure that it is and safe. We want this to be a safe march and the people who are participating to be treated with respect and courtesy. And under our First Amendment rights, we should be able to do that.
Maura Masters, editor of Alice the Mag and organizer of this march on Saturday in Carbondale. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Amy. See you there.